Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon friends,
scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends,
and the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near, and your friends are here, and there's plenty more in store.
The cells are behind you, and with the light of the moon once more upon your faces.
What kind of moon?
Crescent moon.
You find a chance, a rare moment to breathe. Drengo has accompanied you out of the cell, but there are answers to questions that have not yet begun to reach you. How can you find your way to Irina, the woman that you had sworn to the blood-crazed villagers of Barovia that you would rescue? How otherwise could you deal with Baston, the man who has led you here with the hopes that his on-again, off-again girlfriend might one day be rescued?
I've got high hopes.
And how can you find a way to kill a vampire such as Strahd, a being 500 years old who commands armies of wolves, bats, even whole tribes of gnomes sworn into service to him? How can three such as you find a way forward against an adversary as old and as powerful as this one? The mist already begins to break. The hour of the morning is early, and a fine rain has begun to fall as you take a moment in the small skywell and regroup.
I was wondering why it was raining inside.
Oh, look, there's Friezo.
Hey, Friezo.
Hey,
Friezo.
Am I here?
Did you find some pants?
Yes, I found some. I can just make whatever the fuck I want now, can't I? I got some golden pants. They're worth 500 gold pieces. I also found this, I found a second magical sword, so now I can dual wield. And I met this sweet lady who's now my girlfriend.
Sorry, we haven't met.
What? Hi, I'm Friezo.
I'm
and you
Drengo.
Are... And you're covered
Drengo.
In...
Drengo.
Is Drengo slang...
I'm covered in Drengo. Ominous storm clouds rumble, and you quickly make your way inside. Drengo is leading you to the west wing, an area he did not wish to return to, but also the only signs of life in this forgotten and ruined castle.
If you follow me through here, we'll eventually get to the kitchen. A kitchen is where food is made. And through the kitchen is Mr. Strahd's living quarters. But in the kitchen is Mad Moira, the hag who cursed me and my tribe.
Drengo, is there a baker in your kitchen? Perchance?
No. All the roles except for head chef are filled by us goblins. The head chef is Ms. Moira. She has two helpers.
Can I ask, Drengo, is it?
Yes.
Have you been vaccinated?
I don't think so. I don't know what that means.
I'm just wondering why you're so autistic.
Sorry, Hing.
What?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm just... God knows I don't like to break the, you know, finely held veil of make-believe that we craft in this show. But if I... What the fuck, man?
Yeah, just... He's explaining
this is a fantasy world, so vaccines in this world don't cause autism.
All right, well... Look, I'm going to say, I've read a few Lunig cartoons that just tend to...
You mean Runig?
Yeah, sorry. Legally distinct from Lunig. it was just because he was talking about, he was like explaining what a kitchen was.
All right, let's get in this kitchen.
Yeah.
She has two helpers, one being of earth and filth who helps clean things up but then hides in whatever grime is left behind, and one being of fire who dwells in fire and can take the form of any fire. A fire is a thing in a kitchen that helps food be made.
Cool.
Food is something that you, once you eat it, your body breaks down into energy. Matter and energy cannot be created, but only converted.
Truly, he is a being of great wisdom.
So, what do we? We need to go in there and kill this Moira lady, do we?
Yeah.
I think eventually. Do you have a plan?
Are you gonna kill Moira?
I may have a plan, and then I'm like huddle, 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 and then I just say, "Get out of here." And you just kind of huddle in the corner by yourself. I'm like, guys.
Are we doing another huddle?
Yes.
I think we should change it up. I'm going over this time.
Me go under. Frieza?
All right, I'm splayed out. Huddle in, chaps.
All right. Me have Baker's
Wait,
outfit.
Is everyone just huddling around a prone Frieza?
Yeah. Well, we're changing it up.
We're huddling. We're huddling.
We're changing
it's
it up.
It's that thing that we do.
Sorry.
Maybe if you'd been with us before, Dringo, you'd know. This is our team huddle, as established in the lore of Dragon Friends.
All right.
I'm prone. I mean, I'm splayed out.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Me under, he over.
What are you doing, Bobby?
Me behind. With
just feeling
behind,
the energy.
Everyone's knees.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
What's going on?
We have to sneak into kitchen. Me wearing Baker's outfit, which is mine and no one else's. What are you gonna wear?
I will be a ham.
Are you going to wear Storm the Battle Pig?
No, kind of like wrap me in like some twine.
Yeah.
I'll just get it off, just put some twine on
me.
What? I will be more convincing as a honey glazed ham.
Good. Bobby, what you disguised as?
Oh, God. I guess I'll go disguised as one of these, like, gnome guys. I'll just, like, make a real ugly face and talk like this.
You've just made Dringo cry.
Good.
Well, can I go in as some sort of crazy head chef? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like some sort of Gordon. What's his name, the cranky one?
Gordon Ramsay. I'll come in and be like, that's not clean enough. That's not hot enough. That's not enough food.
Yeah.
What outfit will you wear?
Good plan.
What?
What outfit will you wear?
Seem to be wearing golden pants.
Golden pants and nothing else. I'm a crazy chef.
Yeah, all right.
All right. This plan seems solid.
All right, the kitchen's...
We de-huddle.
Guys, I just wanted you to know that if anything happens, the fire method is scared of water, and it hurts him a lot. And the earth method, he hates enclosed spaces.
All right.
Righto, mate.
Some of us are only trying to help. Trying to turn
As
over
he's been
a new
speaking,
leaf.
Dringo takes you through, and already you can see signs of a life, that these corridors have been used more recently. The torches in the walls are lit, and the stone seems, if somehow, warmer to the foot and hand. Now, just beyond the corridor, you can hear the... Sorry, Tom, do you have something to say?
No. Very
on,
taken
Tom.
By your warm stone. And I was just imagining Dringo walking with them, just being like, these are the corridors we recently used.
I hate this character.
Just beyond the corridor, you can hear the bustle.
Corridors
and sound.
Are things you walk through to get to kitchens.
Just.
Kitchens are where food is made.
Just beyond the corridors, you can hear the sounds of a kitchen, familiar amongst all species.
Dave, what does a kitchen sound like? Do the soundscape for us.
Eden?
Clank, 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 bubble hiss. Clank, 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 I'm a ham.
All right. Continue.
So these are the so similar sounds you hear that tell you that you have almost reached Mad Moira's kitchen. If Indeed.
They're the bats. Vampires.
If indeed this filthy creature is to be believed.
So just down here is the kitchen.
Right.
Which I believe I've covered.
We should burst into the kitchen.
No, you go. You introduce us.
The doors are closed at the moment for now.
You open the doors, Dringo.
If Mad Moira sees me, she'll surely punish me.
What for?
Oh, just for existing. She lives to torment us, as we are under a curse to serve her for generations.
How could we break this curse?
By killing Mad Moira.
Interesting. What do we get out of that?
Presumably the fealty of my tribe.
Wait,
for just one generation.
So wait, you
being
would...
slaves is all we know.
Okay, so we'd free you and then you'd be our slave.
Sounds like a good deal.
Does that make sense?
I see myself only as property, so that makes sense to me.
All right. Dave, I kicked down this door with my... Oh, I'm not wearing shoes, am I?
No, you had some shoes.
No, shoes is all you had. Remember?
Oh, really? I kicked down the door with my big shoe. I was wearing...
You had shoes. Yeah. You threw the shoes at some mirrors.
Yeah.
And now you don't have shoes anymore.
All right. I tenderly opened the door with my regular hands.
Oh, one of which is broken. So which one?
The right one, I guess?
You chose correctly. The door swings open and steam and mist escapes, and inside you can see a figure right in the centre of giant hams hung from hooks and bubbling cauldrons and pots. Someone who seems to be working with their back to you, a figure in a dress.
All right, we should be able to take her by surprise if I just pull this off.
Hello!
Oh!
Mia Baker, obviously, as you can see, here to work in kitchen. Hear me ham, brought for kitchen.
I am a ham.
Oh, yeah. And here, two regular slaves, nothing to see here, Keith and Dringo. And I would like to introduce you to celebrity chef... Frauden Ramsay.
The figure turns around, and as the mist clears, you can see a face, a young, beautiful face, a face you have seen before, though only etched in painting. Dark hazel eyes and a beautiful dress. It is one that may be familiar to you, Baston. It is the figure of Irina Koliana.
My love!
Mayhem talks.
You looked different, but good, I guess. I mean, yay!
And then she says,
Baston, my love, my Liebchen, you have returned to rescue me.
No, keep talking to yourself.
I'm gonna go.
This is what she's saying.
All right,
They have kept me here in the kitchen doing all the menial labors. And my fingers are scrubbed to the bones. And I don't like it at all.
All right, new plan. I'm going to pretend to be like a health inspector.
You've just been introduced as celebrity guest.
I know.
Freud and Ramsay.
I can do this.
You can pivot.
Yep, I can pivot.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I didn't recognize you, Freud and Ramsay. Me in this despicable kitchen. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, all right then, my love. Is that how he sounds?
More Jamie Oliver, to be honest, but...
Well, what's Gordon Ramsay sound like?
Oh, hello.
Is this the conversation...
All right.
Oh, hello. My name is Freuden Ramsay, and obviously I begin... What?
What? I'm trying.
Nothing. It's just so fun to see you try.
Sorry, we don't all have your amazing Michael Caine impression, Tom.
You're right. You don't. Hello. I'm Michael Caine.
King, are you approaching her?
I'm approaching her, and I'm just sort of saying, this kitchen right here is bloody filthy, governor.
Weird.
Stick to it, stick to it.
Yeah.
Great.
And these goblins... Goblins?
Gnomes.
These little gnomes should be out there scrubbing away. I walked through three filthy corridors on the way. I've got a good mind to report you to the Prime Minister.
All right. Irina, can you quickly make a wisdom check for me to see if you believe that? And can you, Friezo, make a wisdom check for me? DC 14.
15 plus however much wisdom I have. So definitely nailed it.
All right. She starts approaching you with her hands outstretched.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Frauden.
But I have to claw your face off.
And at that moment, you have realized just before she reaches to touch you that, in fact, the beautiful hands that you saw are wizened claws. And, in fact, the beautiful hair that you saw is matted, grey and disgusting. And the figure that you thought was Irina Koliana is, in fact, an emaciated, evil hag.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, shit.
Can I claw his face?
You can't.
He spotted it just before you could. You have a chance to make an action just before she hits you.
All right, I'm going to... I'm going to long... Am I still dual-wielding magic swords? I got it cloned in the thing, right?
You don't really have two magic swords. You have one magic sword.
All right, I slash at this lady's arms with magic sword.
You draw your sword and you slash. All right, excellent. I don't know why I'm rolling. Make an attack roll.
18. Oh, no, 19.
You've got to roll a dice.
I got a 17.
I saw him roll.
All right, Okay,
but it's a plus two.
17 will do it. Congratulations. Okay, that's a D8.
D8 damage.
D8 plus one, so... What are you doing?
Usually I hand out the dice at the start.
There you go, 7 points of damage. All right, you hit her with the sword, and instantly it hisses, and it starts to glow again.
The sword.
The sword. Next... No, she doesn't start to glow. She was already glowing because she uses Maybelline. All right, she attacks you with her claws, and she hits you as well for 6 points of damage. Hang. And now, Bobby, it's your go.
I draw my bow and I shoot at her, and I say, "Eat arrows for dinner, lady." 18.
All right, it's difficult to draw an arrow stuff in this cluttered kitchen with, like, implements everywhere, but you manage it, and you fire an arrow which aims true, and it hits her for D6 plus... Yep.
That's 8.
8. And that hits her again and drives her back another step. Out of the corner of your eyes, you see a flurry of movement and a puff as an oven seems to come ajar, and a being of fire darts out from the oven and dives towards you. Filge, it's now your go.
I get my water skin and I throw it at the fire thing.
Just to remind me, what's this water skin full of? Water, right?
Yeah, no, this one does have water.
This is the good one. All right, good. Go for it.
I got an 8. Do I get any other points?
An 8 won't do it. It lands, but it doesn't open. It lands sodden against the side of the wall.
Oh,
the
no.
thing easily dodges you and goes and attacks you. Do you want to roll for it?
Yeah. It uses its fire hands. It's got a fire breath. A 15-foot cone of fire.
Yeah, just roll the dice,
I
mate.
I want
to
do it.
Yeah. 19, excellent. Great, and hits you for 5 points of damage.
Did my hit points reset? You never told me.
No, they didn't reset.
Oh, boy.
You guys haven't had a break yet since the last fight.
Okay, so 9. Wait, did they reset? Wait, don't worry. Sorry. Doesn't matter. 9! I'm on 9! Yeah! Come
nice.
On.
Nice. Baston, you're next.
Oh, shit. I'm real close to being dead. Fuck.
Baston is going to...
Oh, no. Your hit points rested. You had a nice break while they fought a rust monster.
Nice. Cop that, everyone else.
You get a hit dice back.
Baston lunges at the hag and says... Hag! 3.
And misses. All right. suddenly, a cauldron seems to vibrate and fall on its side, and sludge pours out from underneath it and seems to drip down the steps towards Bobby before forming a kind of draconic, demonic form and attacking him, missing wildly. Don't even worry about it.
Damn it.
And Friezo, you're up next.
Give me back my spellbook.
So the first thing I say is, Filch, I really need that spellbook, please.
Oh, fine. Dringo, what do you want to do? You can have an initiative order, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to sling a stone
That's the fire being. Here I go, slingety slang. Ooh, a 9. Well, plus my dexterity, David. That's 11.
That will do it.
Oh! David, thank you.
Yep, all right.
That's a 4 plus 2, which is a 6.
It's winged but not impressed. Frieza, your go.
I yell to Filge. Filge, I really need my spellbook, please.
What in it for Filge?
Do you want some pants? Do you want these pants worth 500 gold coins?
Yeah, give me them pants.
I rip on my pants. The press studs along the sides pop open. They were $500 stripper pants is what they were. I fling them at Filch's face and say, give me that spell book, baby.
I sling the book of spells over to Frieza.
Frieza, you have your book of spells. You can cast spells again.
All right, sick. Can I cast a spell in this action?
Yes, you... Oh, look. I don't know. What is it, a standard action or is it a free action to remove stripper pants?
Can I wear the pants
gonna say,
in this action?
I'm going to say for Mastercraft stripper pants, it's a free action. So go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna witch bolt fucking who should I do it to? Irina, I witch bolt Irina.
It's not Irina.
I witch bolt Irina. You heard me, Dave.
It's Matt Moira.
What?
Nothing. Please don't look at me.
I rolled a. It's a 16.
All right, now you're doing witch bolts correctly this time.
Is that a 16?
Yeah, that was a 16. That which.
What
do
you mean? 91. Yeah, plus 5. That's,
yep.
That's
21. No, that hits.
It's a natural 91. One,
what's a D12 look like?
No, that's a D10.
Fuck.
The one Phil uses.
I love when this happens and the people in the audience who are really good at D&D just like there put their faces in their hands and just wait. Patiently.
That one there is a... That's a 9 plus... No, that's just all the damage that is. All right,
we should
9.
Get someone up here to just do...
Great, okay, that does 9 points of damage. She hisses and screams and...
Take it!
Pots and pans go wild. Again, kettles steaming. The entire room feels like it's about to take off, basically. And next up is her, and she staggers backwards and points a gnarled finger at you, Frieza.
Oh, I want to do a...
No!
I want to slash his face. I want to slash his face.
No!
And slash his face. Slash his face.
Why am I tanking this?
17!
That will do it. Okay, congratulations. She slashes at your face oh my God,
you're about to get slashed in the face.
You're really going to need that MF Doom mask.
Step to me in my kitchen, I'll slash you.
Who would have thought that having a pantsless warlock as the party front line would end badly?
She does 9 points of damage to you.
Fuck, why is the naked warlock tanking this?
Well, otherwise we have an almost dead half-orc barbarian.
Excellent. Okay, great. Next up is Bobby.
I use my cunning action to cast Mage Hand and grab the water flask dropped to the ground.
The water flask, which is lying on the floor, you manage to grab it and you can throw it back to yourself?
And then I toss it at the fire man. What is he? Fire elemental?
It's a mephit. It's a mephit.
Magma mephit. Magma.
Roll the dice!
Magma.
All right, that... Excellent. That is just enough.
Dexterity?
With your halfling dexterity, that is enough. It is unexpecting it, so it's a sneak attack, double damage, because it is... That'll take it out. With a hiss of steam and a puff of smoke, it screams, and in the steam explodes in a burst of lava.
Does it do damage to anyone it hits?
It would have, except that you're all outside 5 feet because you attacked it with a thrown weapon. Yep. But the lava... goes all over a bench and starts a fire. So the room is now on fire.
Good grief.
You're messing up my kitchen. What will Gordon Flamsay think?
Before she hasn't quite gotten it. Phil, you're up next.
Oh, boy. Phil just freaking out.
Freaking out or getting angry?
She's getting really angry now that you mention it. I'm going to go into a rage.
You're gonna get two attacks.
I am going to throw a rusty spear that I got from the castle right into the chest of Mad Moira.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
For dinner, shish kebab.
You have proficiency with javelins, so go ahead.
19 will do it.
Bam. All right.
Your aim is true. And
how does Alex attack twice with a javelin? Do you run and grab it and then go?
You run, you grab it, you sprint back, you throw it again. It's kind of like playing darts in super fast forward.
Roll, hacha, hacha, eat spear, I say. And then I got
3 plus 4 is 7, and then with a sort of almost a dancer's grace, you turn the throw into an unslinging motion for your maul and bring it around for your free rage frenzy attack, so you can make one more attack now quickly.
Yeah. Witch bolt.
Oh, under my attack. Oh, yeah, I go at it with my maul. Like.
Yep, no, yeah, your maul, which also hits. 18 will beat 17, so you do 1d8 plus 4. Under your d12, your weird dice.
D12. Yep.
Plus 4, 8, 9, 10, 11.
No, that's
damage.
7. Yeah, 7, 11.
7, 11, and you do 11 points of damage, and she flies backwards against a boiling cauldron and tumbles into it, shrieking in scream as mist, as a sort of mist, is that the word?
Mist.
Steam. Steam is the word I'm thinking of. Have I been saying mist this whole time? Anyway, steam covers the room, and in that moment, she seems to disappear. The mud creature shrieking flies back with her, crying out, and
oh no!
What feels like an icy grasp on your heart, Dringo. A feeling that you have lived with since your name day to this day, you feel for the first time in your life, has cracked and disappeared. For you are no longer beholden to Mad Moira and her 500-year curse.
You're beholden to
ding
Friezo.
Dong, the witch is dead, and Friezo, I guess, is now your master.
Yes! Oh, this is so good!
Surely this is out of the frying pan into a sweet meadow where nothing bad will ever happen to me.
Dave, are there any baddies left?
No, I would...
I summon Mushu and make him fight. Let's do it. Come on. I mean Bushu. I summon Bushu and make him fight. Come on, little dragon.
What
go
do you want?
Him.
Little dragon.
What?
I'm a fairy dragon.
Fairy dragon.
Proto yourself, you fucktard. Proto dragon.
Every time.
You don't even know what I am.
We are, what you are.
We are different, you know.
What you are.
While they are fighting, I walk over to what remains of Moira and I say, what for entree? Moira for entree. And I look around really proudly.
Oh, let's all take turns saying like sassy things.
Okay. And then I go back.
And you go back to the line? Like
yeah,
two slides
like
anyway?
Two line, yeah.
And I say... I guess you got your just desserts.
Yay!
And Bastion
and
says,
he goes back into the line.
Hag, a nice day.
You go on, Dringo?
Yeah.
Come on, National Theatre Sports Champion Tom Walker. Go for it.
I knew.
Please, Michael, no, I prefer to be known as best newcomer Tom Walker now.
It's so hard to know which
yeah,
is the
tell
award.
Us a joke, Tom. Tell us a fucking joke.
Okay, here it is.
This kitchen must be on national television because there's no cursing.
I'm the greatest comedian who ever lived.
As the steam...
Oh, come on, me too. I had one in the chamber.
As the steam clears... You can see for the first time other figures were witnesses, silent witnesses to this fight. Small, wretched figures line the room, some of them chopping meat, some of them preserving ham. In fact, I think we have a picture
what are they doing?
Of what they look like.
Oh, the dice monster! No?
Is it a ham?
Oh,
it's the same thing.
One of them, in the silence, drops a tray which clatters with an almost too loud for the space as they look up at you.
Sorry!
And then I bend down to one of them and I say, you belong to us now.
Don't ever forget what we did for you.
Here comes the new bus, same as the old bus.
The eldest of them, which you can tell for the tiny... They are all identical, but the tiny tuft on his hair is a wizened white instead of like a matted grey, approaches you with concern etched on his face.
Please,
We've been here for so long. We just want to mine gemstones and play Scrabble on weekends. Please. I haven't had a triple word score in 500 years. Please. I just want to touch those tiny wood tiles between my fingers and line up a good old seven-pointer on the first word. I mean, seven-letterer, which is a 50 bonus points. I just can't wait to put a Q next to a U and see that 10 next to the 1 and maybe even get a triple letter on a way to a triple word.
He's babbling, but his tears belie a man whose emotions are almost at wit's end.
Gremlin, what is your name?
Gremlin?
He's a gnome.
You can call me Duke. Duke Nukem.
No, you can't.
Okay, how about Nuke Dukem?
Nuke Dukem. It seems you're very much into Scrabble. Can I ask you, have you been vaccinated?
Of course, we've all been vaccinated.
I say, Nuke, in the morning, you, all your people, can have Scrabble. But tonight, we march on strike!
A cheer resounds as each gnome picks up a meat cleaver, cheering for their new leaders. More of them and seem to file through the doors.
Triple word.
Balconies.
Triple word.
You hadn't noticed. Triple Phil, word. Each of them.
Triple word.
And you can hear
triple
an
word.
Army.
Triple word.
For you now have friends at last.
Dragon Friends is DM'd by David Harmon with music by me, Benny Davis, and features the voices of Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Simon Greiner, Eden Lacey, and Ben Jenkins. Shakira Khan designs our website, and the podcast is sponsored by PAX Australia, the country's best video games and pop culture expo, on this year in Melbourne, November 4 to 6. If you'd like to find out more and book tickets, visit thedragonfriends.com/PAX. Thanks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.